This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. It's now 7:35 a.m., Friday, the 30th of September. You're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Melissa Idris with Ibrahim Sani and Julian Ng. So OPEC's deal to reduce crude production isn't the only thing supporting oil prices. In fact, it's helping drive gains across commodities and the companies that produce them. So looking at the Bloomberg Commodity Index, it saw its biggest jump in almost 3 weeks on Wednesday. That was after the OPEC news. And yesterday, the index extended gains even more.
I think there was a spillover into the mining sector as well. You see stocks like BHP Billiton jumping up about 4%. And also, some of the mining indices around the world that jumped to Bloomberg Mining Index climbed for a second day. Copper in London rose 1%. Even soybeans, which is traded in the Chicago Exchange, that jumped about 1.2%. So a lot of overall spillover positive effects.
And the outlook is actually quite positive. Goldman Sachs have reported to Bloomberg that oil could jump as high as $10 per barrel. And they're very optimistic about
as much as $10
per barrel. That's right.
I must say that they're not totally optimistic. They're skeptical about the OPEC deal, but the announcement of it is driving the trading of crude oil in its various forms, and whether it's in futures and so on in various markets, to add as much as $10 per barrel. And a lot of the other brokers in America think so too. Citibank having the target at around $40-$50. In fact, $60 to the end of 2017. Goldman sees an average gold price of about $53 next year.
But what's interesting is that both Citi and Morgan Stanley say that shale could be a winner because an increase in prices could also prompt U.S. shale production to rebound and gain market share at OPEC's expense. And Morgan Stanley says the American shale industry is a clear winner from the decision. So I guess, there's some consensus in how this will impact shale.
Some traders or currency traders, they actually like to tie down the ringgit with the oil price. And if this is the case, and if there's a strong correlation between ringgit and oil price, we could see the ringgit actually strengthening, at least for the near term.
Yeah, we saw that in stocks yesterday. The Malaysian stocks in the oil and gas sector did very well. Sepurakan China was up 7 cents to 157. And there were a whole bunch of other stocks that were up in Malaysia as well.
And meanwhile, still in the energy sector, Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has stepped up his government's attack on renewable energy. And he's using the incident of the storm-driven blackout in South Australia, which was most reliant on wind and solar generation. So South Australia is a state that draws about 41% of its energy from renewable energy. And now that there were severe storms past couple of days, it knocked transmission towers and triggered this blackout across the state. Malcolm Turnbull is now saying, well, your reliance on renewables, that has strained the electricity grid and caused this blackout.
I actually don't know how he linked renewables to the knocking down of the transmission towers, because transmission towers can also transmit traditional fossil fuel power through the grid. So I guess there is a sense that he's quite against renewable energies because the state draws about 41% of energy from its renewable energy sector. And I'm not sure where this hate of renewable comes from.
Well, okay. Australia is, I think renewable energy is it's a contentious issue within Australia because they are a huge producer of coal. It's the world's biggest coal exporter. So there's a really strong mining lobby in Australia. Now, if you remember when Tony Abbott came into power in 2013, he overturned the carbon emissions tax. Now, that was the carbon emissions levy. So that was a very controversial issue. I was in Australia when they implemented the tax, and then to see the overturn was really quite startling after the government went into the Liberal Party's hands, if I'm not mistaken.
There's a split of views, because if you think about it, the Deputy Prime Minister, Barnaby Joyce, actually said in an interview this week blaming that the blackout of renewables energy was because of the over-reliance on of wind farm. And in fact, the word that she used is jihad against wind farms. So, yeah, it's a, I really I'm not sure what's happening there.
Yeah, I think this argument will be even more contentious now that oil prices have fallen. Now it has risen. Perhaps it will bring renewables into focus because a lot of the viability of the renewables would depend on where oil prices are.
Moving over to Vietnam, Vietnam's economy remains the outperformer as GDP climbs 6.4%. That's the headline on Bloomberg's report on Vietnam. They say that Vietnam's economic growth accelerated this quarter and it was boosted by foreign investments and rising exports. However, if you compare Bloomberg's headline to Reuters' report on the same news, Reuters views it as Vietnam third quarter growth slows, may miss 6.7% target for the year.
Oh, come on. It's just 0.3% off the government's target. But you're still talking about 6.4%. One of the highest growths in the world, I think, surpassed only by what's happening in India. But if you compare Vietnam to China and even India, Vietnam is a much smaller economy compared to China and India. Of course, they can grow very strongly. China is now moving downwards, but the trajectory of Vietnam is moving upwards as well. And if you look at the structure of how Vietnam is growing, is slightly different from what the rest of us are going for as well. While we are going for services and the consumption sector in Vietnam, the manufacturing is a very strong sector.
Yeah, so this is very interesting because they want to steal away that the title, the world's cheapest manufacturing that China has. They want to bring it down to Vietnam because
it's the factory of the world.
It's the factory of the world, and that is the ambition that they have. It's quite a very ambitious task, but it is already kind of pulled down many of these companies away from China to Vietnam, including many of the sports apparel companies.
7:42 right now. We'll be back with a look at local business news after this on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.